Hello, hello. You are tuning in to Passenger Princess. It is just a few minutes after 4 p.m. It is Thursday, April 9th. It is Folk Fest week, and I am so stoked to be here. Today we have some very special guests here. We have Hannah Reed and her band here to play for us a little bit. I'm very stoked. We have Garen here on the stand-up bass, and we've got Hannah Reed here, hello, on guitar and fiddle and vocals. And then we've got Peter here as well on acoustic. Hello.
Hi.
All right. We are just going to get right into your first track here. Thanks so much.
We just did a little session on KTOO and my throat was a little bit dry. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Show business. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Soft green sword, friends in there that they want to regard. They will trace out their names in the old churchyard. Mourn not for them, for their trials are o'er. And when we for those who weep no more, for sweet is their sleep, though cold and hard.
Trace out their names in the old churchyard. Beautiful. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a few moments.
I'm not myself, I am a broken boxer stuffed with glass and sand. This is not how health should feel. Song sung from the lungs of the air. Life's boring. us tonight.
You are tuned in to KXLL 100.7 and 101.7 FM. My name is Kelly, and this is Passenger Princess. And we are here with Hannah Reed. We just got to hear one of your live tracks. That was The Old Churchyard with you and your band. I'm not forgetting you guys, don't worry. Welcome to Juneau, Hannah. How's it going?
Just a treat to be here. I'm good. Yeah.
Have you been to Juneau before?
Yeah, I've been to Juneau itself a few times for the Folk Fest. This is my third Folk Fest.
Oh, it's your third.
Yeah.
Very exciting. What are you most looking forward to for this year's Folk Fest?
We've got so many pals here and just playing a bunch of tunes and seeing everybody's sets and just, it's just always such a good old hang, you know?
Yes.
Who cares what the weather's like? It's just all about being there with your people. And yeah, the people that you get to see sometimes once a year, you know, a lot of the folk that we see here every year. We'll get to play tomorrow night up on the main stage.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that at 8:45 and doing a square dance on Saturday night at the Red Dog.
Oh, very exciting. Is Annie B teaching that?
I think it's with Caroline Oakley, actually. She's going to be doing the calling.
So fun.
I think that's at 7 tomorrow. No, Saturday.
Night. Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many things going on Saturday. Like, I don't know how any of us are going to decide which things to go to.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. So you are a Scottish multi-instrumentalist, singer, and composer. Mm-hmm. How did you end up in Juneau, Alaska from Scotland?
I grew up in Edinburgh, between Edinburgh and a little island off the west coast of Scotland called the Isle of Egg. And I grew up playing traditional music there. And as a teenager, played all through my teens, and then I caught the bug of listening to a lot of Appalachian old time and bluegrass and folk singers and songwriters, and I decided to go and study at Berklee College of Music. So I went to Berklee in Boston.
Very cool.
I did my undergrad there, and then I lived in New York for 10 years, working as a side musician and doing my solo stuff there. And then I met my now husband, who's from Anchorage, who's currently on bass here with
shout
you today,
out,
Garen Valper. And he grew up in Anchorage, and then We lived in California for a little bit in the Bay Area, and then we just moved up last September up to Anchorage.
Oh, very cool. Well, welcome officially to the state.
Thank you very much. I love living here. It's been a real amazing shift. Yeah,
I bet. So how long have you been playing violin / fiddle, which we'll get into that differentiation later?
So I started playing when I was like 6, 7.
Okay.
So let's just say maybe 30 years plus.
Amazing.
31 years.
Were you interested in playing from the get-go, or was it something more your parents were encouraging you to do and then you kind of stuck with it?
Yeah. I was pretty into it from the beginning. As I said, I lived on this island. It's called the Isle of Egg. And it was a little island, was still very much an island. Now the population has doubled up to 120.
Whoa.
But then it was, actually I say doubled, it was about 72 when we were living there, 72
wow.
people. And it was also happened to be a mecca for so many people coming and playing music. And it still is.
Cool.
It's everybody on the trad scene knows Egg.
I've heard of Egg, I feel like, in a song or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's all over the, like, Egg, for a tiny little place, it's, you know, 6 miles by 4, it's just, folk have heard of Egg.
Wow.
And it's for good reason, it's amazing. So I grew up around a lot of musicians there. My mum played the cello, my sister played the fiddle.
Okay.
My dad didn't play any music, but he was a big music collector, was constantly listening to music, really loud. And I think growing up with such a wide range of music in his collection, alongside a lot of like folky stuff, it was just, I don't know, it was just fully in my bones, you know. So there was never a moment of needing my parents needing to like push me. You know,
I
was like really, really into it.
That's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and I started playing fiddle and then piano. And then I did a lot of singing and then I started playing guitar. So it was just like, and I went back in Edinburgh. I was in a full-time music program for high school.
Oh, cool.
Right before I came over to the States.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you say that you were trained classically in Scotland, does that mean fiddle or violin?
So I was actually doing both at the same time.
Oh,
so
okay.
For those of you who are like, what's the difference between these two? It's the same instrument. I know you play the fiddle, violin. I don't know what
violin,
type of music.
Actually.
Violin, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same instrument. It's just stylistically different. And you might use different strings, different types of strings. For the type of fiddle music I play now, I play a lot of Appalachian old time. And the strings I play on my fiddle are very much, they're the strings that fiddle players use. Mm. And the reason for that is, you can tune them up and down with ease and they stick and they stay in tune. They're called helichords. And they're awesome. And you wouldn't necessarily use these same strings if you were playing classical music. But yeah, I grew up, I didn't know anything about helichords when I was younger. I played a lot of classical music. I enjoyed that, but it wasn't my thing.
Right.
But I did do it a lot. And, I'm glad I did it. I'm really glad. And I've been picking it up recently, just playing little exercises recently. But I was always playing fiddle, and fiddle was the thing that was in my, it just felt like me,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I have like a million other questions, but I will pause for now because you guys were going to play another track for us live. So I'll let you get set up. But what is the name of this next track that you're going to play?
So the next tune, we're going to do a medley of two tunes. I have a new record coming out tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Will we talk about that in the next segment? Or
yes, like, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So this is, the first is called Pinellas Dancer and the second is called Haifa Dance. And Haifa Dance is the faster of the two tunes and that's on the new record that comes out tomorrow. So we'll talk a wee bit about that.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll put a little bit of background music on so you guys can get set up here.
Thank you.
you so much. We'll be right back. Passenger Princess. This afternoon we have Hannah Reed and Co, meaning Garen and Peter, here in studio. We got to hear a couple of live tracks, which I am so stoked about. What a treat. Thank you so much. Can you tell me again what the name of that medley was?
So the first tune was called Pinellas Dancer, which is on my record, The Fungi Sessions, Volume 1. And the second was a tune called Haifa Dance, which is from Volume 2, which
Very
will
cool.
be out Tomorrow, Friday the 10th. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm guessing that part of the reason why, I mean, aside from just Folk Fest, general festivities, you're in town is to promote your upcoming album, which, as you said, comes out tomorrow. How long has this been in progress?
So as a project, it started from, as I said, there's two albums here. Right. The first album was commissioned in 2023, and it was commissioned by a scientist at Edinburgh University.
Oh, cool.
Who, commissioned me to write an album of fungi-inspired music, which wasn't, Whoa. It sounds very random, but the reason I was asked was actually because my father, who passed away 6 years ago, he was a world-renowned mycologist,
biologist.
So, and he was based at Edinburgh, and to pay tribute to my dad and the legacy of his work, they commissioned me to write an album of music. And so writing that first album, I collaborated with one of my dad's main collaborators from way back, called Pat Hickey, who makes these amazing videos, time-lapse videos of mycelium growing.
Cool.
And my dad and Pat together had made a lot, but Pat has really taken it on and does them on another level now, and they're incredible. And so I contacted Pat and I said, listen, I've been asked to do this thing, and you know, I wanted to zone, you know, dial it in and have a really focused angle for this album. So anyway, we collaborated. He sent me hundreds of hours of footage, and I went through the footage and picked out segments that resonated with me. And so, and I wrote the album over a week, that first one over a week, and then recorded it the following week in Scotland. And then that I brought that out later that year. And so that album, it was a really special, it was just really special for that to kind of arrive on my musical plate, you know. Yeah. It came out of nowhere, and it's been amazing to pay tribute to his work through my work.
Yeah.
And it came just at a special time. And so, and then the next year I won an award from the British Mycological Society. And they have a Massey Arts Grant, and I was the recipient of that in 2024. Cool. So then I wrote the second installment. And the second one, which will be out tomorrow, follows the life cycle of a fungus. So it kind of goes on more of a journey. And so that album I wrote over a little longer period of time. I wrote some up in Anchorage, actually in Peter's property out in the woods. I wrote a couple of tunes there, and I wrote some in Scotland, and I wrote some when we were living in California. And so, and then I recorded it back in Scotland again. And so that album, I recorded it with a banjo player called Michael, who I have a long-standing collaboration with over there. And then we had various other folk play on the album as well. So Garen actually played bass on a few tracks, and we have great saxophonist Ben Flox down in LA, and Rich Hinman, and he's in Salem, Massachusetts, and a cellist, Nat Smith, who's based in Nashville. So it was awesome to just, it's just been this really special project, you know, and I've loved working with Pat again, and actually how I've been performing it over the last few years has been with these images, so behind me, having the projected images and doing them in a full suite with no breaks.
Wow.
Each album is 20 minutes long, so the one that comes out tomorrow is 20 minutes long, and it's, my hope is with the music that people feel immersed in it. I want, and I should say, I worked with Charlie Van Kirk, who I co-produced the album with, and he mixed the album as well. And he also has done some really amazing sound design and percussion, where he went out into the woods in Maine. He lives up on the coast in Maine and sampled all sorts of sounds from the forest floor. So that kind of is woven in between both records. Oh, and also there's a wonderful mycologist called Juliana Furchi, who some of you might have seen featured in the the documentary Fantastic Fungi, which blew my mind. That film is amazing. You should check it out. Yeah. But she's in that, and she very kindly agreed to be on the album. So there's some spoken word of hers wound into the album as well, into the new one. So I'm excited for folk to hear that. It's a real honor to have her in the mix.
That's really, really cool. I really love everything about that. I like that it's a two-part project, kind of, and that one, but they're still kind of different from each other.
Yeah.
And like equally special in their own ways.
Right, right, yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it's been a gift, I tell you, to do this.
And how special to be able to honor your dad. That's really cool.
It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I feel very, very lucky. He was quite the guy.
It's very cool. So I'm curious what the biggest difference, in your opinion, or surprise, between Scottish and American folk culture, or like the music scene.
The music.
If there is any.
Yeah. Oh, there definitely is. I mean, the similarities of getting together around like a big table and playing tunes is similar, you know.
That is
which
so cool.
You don't have in other types of music. Like, that is such a special community, bringing communities together, and which I love. And I grew up with that in a big way up on the island, and in Edinburgh. I played a lot of traditional music, and that music is very, where it naturally sits is very like on the pulse is on the one. Mm-hmm. Mm. So for example, there's this tune called The Flowers of Edinburgh, which would be like, dum da da dum da 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 da. It's got a very certain sort of bounce to it, with ornaments. And to me, I listen to that and it sounds very traditional Scottish. Now, there's also The Flowers of Edinburgh. It's an Appalachian old time tune.
Oh.
Which Garen actually plays a lot. And it's this tune that it had the difference between specifically old time and Scottish is a lot is. If it's a fiddle-driven tune, it's a lot in the bowing. So often when tunes have come over here, not always, but often they become crooked, where they miss out a beat.
Quite
intentionally miss out. It doesn't just happen, but beats are missed out, and like there's more droning, there's less ornamentation. Mm. In Scotland, you'll play a tune, say this tune, Flowers of Edinburgh, in a medley set with like three other tunes, and you'll play each one two or three times through max, and then you move on to the next tune. Here, in playing in the US, playing Appalachian old time tunes, you'll play one tune and you'll play it for, you could play it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You might play it 20 times around, and it's all about the groove.
Right.
Right. It's not about any singular player. It's like really about like coming together, and it's like kind of finding that groove, which I really love. And then, you know, bluegrass is actually completely different for ears who don't know the difference. It's sometimes hard to differentiate for sure, but it's that's more solo driven. You'll play the melody and then they go around the circle and everyone takes a solo.
It's
not
sense.
So much everybody's jamming together on playing the melodies. It's just a different thing. But it's specifically between Scottish and old time, it's a lot about where the groove is.
Very cool. I really like that. A lot of collaboration.
Okay,
last question. This one's for me. Can you tell me a fun fact about fungi that you learned in your research in preparing for these projects?
A fun fact about fungi. Oh gosh,
if you have one. Sorry, this
was a curve.
Oh god,
there's so many fun facts. That should be at the tip of my tongue. Fun facts. I mean, like doing this that tune that I played before, Pinellas Dancer. That tune is inspired by bioluminescent fungi, which to me, I didn't know anything about bioluminescent fungi, but you know, like the bioluminescence you find in the sea, in the ocean.
Yeah.
There's fungi, so at night they become fully illuminated. And I seeing that footage that Pat sent me absolutely blew my mind, especially his time lapse. It was like absolutely mind-blowing.
Blown away.
I would
say, seen that. That's
go,
to all you out there, go and try and find some videos of bioluminescent fungi. It's really incredible.
I know what I'm doing right away once I get out there. That's what I'm doing first.
Quite trippy.
Okay, Hannah Reed and company, thank you so much for coming. You have a set tomorrow on the main stage, correct, at 8:45 p.m., and you have a new album, The Fungi Sessions Volume 2, coming out tomorrow. Where can folks find you and purchase the album, support you and your work?
Awesome. Yeah, so my website is hannahreed.com, and then Bandcamp, if you just type in my name into Bandcamp, you'll find the new album, which will be out tomorrow, and then it'll be on all the various streaming sites. Today there's two singles that are already out if you want to have a wee listen to those, but Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever you listen to, it's all the there. Yeah,
cool. Thank you so much.
Oh,
we're gonna play move into your track Dorme from that album, which is out already, this track, but thank you so much, Hannah. I really appreciate you coming here.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
catch a vibe. Hope he still loves me if he knows that this weave is getting old. The extension that I had to offer. He said, baby, don't you bother. But when it's gone, just want a surprise.
You're listening to KXLL 100.7, 101.7, excellent radio. I'm here with Willie Carlisle. Hi, Willie.
Hey.
This is right before our Folk Fest main stage tonight. How are you feeling? You feeling excited?
Very excited. I'm honored to be here.
You, a lot of your music is really inspired about the world around you, but I have a question I've been itching to ask. And what is your favorite critter?
So on the cover of the record Critterland that I made, I talk a lot about, it has a big possum. And I like possums a lot, but I think my favorite critter right now is this 14-year-old mutt that is at home named Sam. She smells terrible. She's got tumors, and she's pretty mean, and she can't see very well. But I just spent like a couple of months at home with her, and she's the critter I'm thinking about today.
Absolutely love that. Well, you have an album out, and can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe something the listeners haven't heard yet, a little unknown nugget you want to share?
This newest, most recent record is called Winged Victory. I guess the thing that I have most wanted people to know about this is that it was my first like self-produced record, like bringing people into the studio, arranging songs entirely myself. A lot of songwriters outsource that, and this time I didn't have much help at all. It's been really fun. A cool thing is that Beth Chrisman, who's an Alaskan, did a lot of the singing and fiddling parts on it.
Amazing.
And she'll be on stage with me tonight, actually.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. And so through this process, was there any like big lesson that you learned that you're going to take moving forward with you, or what was the learning process like on your self-production?
I think it's the lesson that I am learning over and over again is that people are kind and they want to help. And I think that in the world of, once music became a business for me, it became like a lot less fun. Mm-hmm. And that is something I really love about this folk festival is that there's hundreds and hundreds of people out here to experience fun and fellowship with one another. And, that can be a part. What I really learned by self-producing was that needs to be a part of anything that I do.
Amazing. Well, we are so excited to see you on the main stage. And Folk Fest is community and really true to the heart of what folk music is. And if you are listening, check out Winged Victory. I believe it's going to be a good one. And just know that Willie was a part of that process all the way and seems like you had a good time doing that.
So. I did.
Thank you for listening. This is KXLL 100.7, 101.7. Thank you, Willie.
Thanks a bunch.
I could have been a businessman. I was too hard-headed, plus I never had the money, plus I kind of got arrested. But my sweet old folks thought I'd make a pretty decent one of those, and I still live the kind of life where people judge on your clothes. Now it's 40 miles of back road on all-terrain tires, that little blue hymnal sitting open all the while, singing songs to a god I've met but do not know, making wagers on the critters that we see crossing the road. Yeah, the sparrow on the wing taught me to find you, and the possum knows his own mind more than I do. I'm here for all the love that I can stand. Take me to Critterland.
decade of our loving. We've grown to not so young. I've come to know the seasons by the lashing of your tongue. But the propane gently sputters, there's spring water in our tap. Oh, why can't we feel the peace of this sweet dog upon our laps? Oh, the granny witch and herbalist have remedies for us. It's a tincture and a prayer poured down the holler of our guts. On the homestead and the pine beds, we've grown our holy power. Laying bare like critters there, hour by love and hour. Yeah, the sparrow on the wing taught me to sing for you. And the possum keeps your young closer than I do. I'm here for all the grief that I can stand. Take me to Critterland. Oh, I never thought I could love like this. They think I'm a queer and a communist, but I'll go along to get along, darling. It feels so right. 'Cause why have a God if no one is saved? I think love is a burden. Forever there, right there in that divide. Oh, it's hard to say what I have learned from all these hills and hymns, but we're dying and we're singing, I love you and we've sinned. And when marauders come, 'cause the apocalypse is nigh, I want my rifle on my shoulder, my lover by my side. I wanna be the kind of man that stands his ground and dies. Take my fiddle and my good hat, I'll go out in style. I'll do it all for family, not for glory or a god. In the war that's raging between the haves and the have-nots. Oh, the sparrow on the wing taught me to fight for you. And the possum keeps your teeth sharper than I do. You can bury me where I make my last stand. At the battle of Critterland. At the battle of Critterland.
you so much for tuning in to Passenger Princess today. It was a great time chatting with Hannah Reed and her band, and as well as getting a little bit of questions answered from Willie Carlisle as well. And I want to give a shout out to two of my volunteers. I want to give a shout out to Caitlin for helping in studio today, as well as Aaron for helping in studio and getting some of those audio clips from Willie. Hannah Reed will be on the main stage tomorrow at 8:45 p.m. And also her new album is out, so be sure to check that out. What a treat to have her play live. I am so stoked. Happy Folk Fest. Thank you so much for tuning in to this rebroadcast of Passenger Princess with me, Kelly Icardi. This was recorded on Thursday, April 9th. And so today, Hannah's album is officially out. And so if you haven't already, please be sure to check it out. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting your local public media. Thanks.